Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Yud Beis, and we are 10 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis Va'ozdu L'Tamayu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rufua Shalema for Shlomo Ben Zara Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Devorah Bas Mecha, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Chaim Maharim Ben Fega, Tamar Bas Chasida from Arifka, Eliyahu Zeb Ben Brindel, Mordechai Yisrael Ben Esther, Kahas Ben Fega, and Baruch Ben Rachel. So the Gemara on the bottom of Daf Yud Amid Beis, it went into the top of Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, brought the epic brisa that mentioned the dates of some major events in world history, when exactly they took place. Some were Machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Others, everybody seems to be in agreement about. When was the world created? When were the Avos born? When did the Avos pass away? Sarah, Rachel, and Chanah, the three Akaros of Tanakh, when were their tefillos answered for it to be their destiny to have children? Yosef HaTzadik, who was in Beis HaAsurim, when did he leave Beis HaAsurim? When did the Shibud of Mitzrayim end? When did the Yidden leave Mitzrayim? When is the Geula HaSida going to take place? That was all discussed in this Braisa. One of the things mentioned specifically was when was the world created. Rabbi Eliezer said, "B'tishrei nivra olam." Rabbi Yeshua said, "B'nisa nivra olam." Says the Gemara, "Va'azdu l'tamayu." This machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua in the Braisa that discussed all these different things, when exactly they took place. The truth is that there's another Braisa which mentions a machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, not regarding Brias HaOlam, but as we're going to see, regarding some of the dates as it relates to the Mabul, and it would seem that the Machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua in that Braisa is Lishitosayu of the Machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua in the aforementioned Braisa as to when exactly Brias HaOlam happened. Says the Gemara, what is this other Braisa? The Tanya B'shnas, Sheish Me'oi Shona L'chaye Noyach, B'chodesh HaSheni, B'shiva Asa Yoim L'chodesh. So this pasuk describes when exactly the Mabul began. So the Mabul happened in several phases. It began with 40 days of rain, and it ended when the world was totally dry. And if you go through the Psukim and all the dates that I mentioned in Parashas Noach, if you start from when the first drop of rain descended to when the earth was completely dry, it took a little bit more than a year. So this pasuk is describing when it all began. B'shnas sheish me'oi shana l'chaye Noach. It was when Noach was 600 years old. B'chodesh HaSheni, it was the second month. We'll see what it says. Oisei HaYomi. When the pasuk says B'chodesh HaSheni, what was Chodesh HaSheni? Chodesh Iyar. Yoim, it's the day Shemazel Kima Shekeya, when the constellation of Kima, so Kima is one of the Yud Beis Mazalis, one of the 12 constellations, and it's the day that the Mazel of Kima Shekeya, it sinks. So Rashi, there's two long Rashis in the Sugya, this is the second long Rashi, so he talks about the Mazalis, but one of the things that Rashi says is that the Yud Beis Mazalis, they travel in some form of rotation, and the way the rotation is, at some points a mazel is going to be shekeya, it's going to be sunken in, and at some point it's going to be oila. So Yud Zayin Iyar is a day that mazel kima shekeya, umayon is mismatim, and the mayon, the sources of water, were really low. Umitoich shashinu maseim, but because of the fact that the people in the Dara Mabul, they were mishana maseim, meaning they acted in a way that was very unbefitting, they didn't act like human beings, literally, they were shinu maseim. So Shina HaKadosh Baruch Hu Alei Maisei Bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meshana Maisei Bereishis, and he took Mazel Kima, which was Shekeya, and he caused it to be Oila, and he took the world, which at the time was in a state of Mayonois Mismatin, and he brought this flood of biblical proportions. And the Gemara explains, the Mazel Kima. He took Mazel Kima, which again was Shekeya, and he brought it up by Yom during the day, but not Shneke Chavim Kima. And then he removed two stars from Kima, the Hevi Mabul Olam. Removing those two stars created two windows, and it was through those two windows that the Mabul happened. Either way, what we need is that Rabbi Yeshua said that when did the Mabul begin? The pasuk says, "B'shna sheish mes shana l'chayin noyach." It was b'chodesh hasheni. What does chodesh hasheni mean? It means chodesh iyer. Meaning chodesh Nisan would be chodesh arishon, and chodesh iyer then would be chodesh hasheni. Rabbi Eliezer says, "It was the 17th day of chodesh mar cheshvan yom, the day shemazel kima oilo. It's a day that mazel kima is naturally oilo. Umayonos miskabrim, and it's a time of year where the mayonos are naturally flush." However, because the Dara Mabu was Meshana Masayim, Shina Kadosh Baruch Alei Ma'aseh Bereishis, Hakadosh Baruch was Meshana Ma'aseh Bereishis, Vehelo Mazel Kima Bayoyim, and he brought Mazel Kima up during the day. Vinatal Shnei Kechavim, and he removed these two stars, Vehevi Mabel Oilam, and he brought Mabel Oilam. So we have a Machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, when exactly it started to rain. According to Rabbi Yeshua, when the pasuk says b'chodesh hasheni, it's referring to Iyar. According to Rabbi Eliezer, when the pasuk says b'chodesh hasheni, it's referring to Mar Cheshvan. So the Gemara says the month is then why Iyar is called chodesh hasheni. And what's the reason? Because ha'chodesh hazeh lochem roish chodashim rishon hu lochem l'chodshei hashana. That's chodesh Nisan. So we know chodesh Nisan is the first month, which then would make Chodesh Iyar be the second month. Meaning in the Minyan HaChadashim, in the Torah, Chodesh Nisan is always Chodesh HaRishon, so it's very Gishmak. Then when the Pasuk says Chodesh HaSheni, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's referring to Chodesh Iyar. El Rabbi Eliezer, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, that holds that when was the Chodesh HaSheni? It was Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, Semai Sheni. Why then is it called Sheni? Meaning, what should be the Sheni? What should be the Sheni is Chodesh Iyar, not Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. And even though, just to speak out, and we'll put this Gemara together when we finish it, even though we're going in Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, who holds B'tishrei Nivra Olam, but the top Tosfos speaks out, but still the Gemara holds that even Rabbi Eliezer can't hold that the Chodesh Hasheni means Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. Because in Minyan HaChadashim, it's like we said, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Roish Chadashim, Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chodshei Hashana. The only month that we ever find referred to as the first month is Chodesh Nisan. So if the Pasuk says Chodesh Hasheni, it has to mean Chodesh Iyar. So the Gemara's Kasha is, Bishlam, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that the Mabel started with Chodesh Hasheni, and it means Chodesh Iyar. It's very good. The Torah refers to Chodesh Iyar as Chodesh Hasheni. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Roish Chadashim, that's Chodesh Nisan. Thus Chodesh Hasheni is Chodesh Iyar. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, Chodesh Hasheni is Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. Freit the Gemara, Chodesh Mar Cheshvan is Chodesh Hasheni. Every single place in Tanakh, wherever you find a month referred to by its number, Chodesh Harishon, Chodesh Hasheni, Chodesh Hashlishi, the reference point of Chodesh Harishon is always Chodesh Nisan, based on the pasuk of Chodesh Hazeh Lachem Roish Chadashim. That's the Gemara's Kasha. And the Gemara answers that you have to say that what does it mean, my Sheni? This Sheni means a little different. This Sheni means Sheni Ledin. This was the Sheni from when the judgment had happened, that the fate of the Dar HaMabul was sealed, and the din happens in Chodesh Tishrei. And this pasuk is a little bit of an anomaly, and it refers to Chodesh Hasheni, not based on the second month in the Minyan HaChadashim, that would be Chodesh Iyar, but we're referring to it as the Chodesh Hasheni simply because it's Sheni to the din. Zok to Gemara. Bishlam ilu Rabbi Yeshua, haynu deshino. So what did the Braisa say? The Braisa said that there was a machlokes Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, when the Mabel happened. Did the Mabel start in Chodesh Iyar, or did it start in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan? Now, the way Rabbi Yeshua explained it, that happened in Chodesh Iyar, so Rabbi Yeshua said that this was very, very uncharacteristic, meaning this was very much Shalaika Derech HaTeva. Because during Chodesh Iyar, Mazel Kima, which somehow played this big role in the Mabel, is Shaikeya. So, number one, Hashem had to be Mishana, the Ma'aseh Bereishis, and it had to cause Mazel Kima, which would usually be Shaikeya, to suddenly be Oil. Not just that, the Mayonis are mismatin during this time of year. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, the Mayonis should be Miskabrim. So this is some major Shalaika Derech HaTeva. And Rabbi Yeshua said why he did it. Why did Hashem do it? Because Mitoich Shashinu Ma'aseyim, Shina HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'aseh Bereishis. Because the Yidim were Mishana Ma'aseyim, so therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Mita Keneged Mina, I'm going to be Mishana Ma'aseh Nidim. But Rabbi Eliezer said this happened in Mar Cheshvan. In Mar Cheshvan, Mazel Kima is not Shaikeya, it's Oil. In Mar Cheshvan, the Mayonis are Miskabrim. So it seems like it was pretty natural for the Mabel to happen. So if that's the case, then why would Rabbi Eliezer also say, Umitoich Sheshinu Maseyem Shina Kadosh Baruch Alei Maiseh Bereshis? What was the Shina Alei Kadosh Baruch Maiseh Bereshis? Which, let me coin Rabbi Yeshua, there was some major shinuyim. This was during the springtime. There was no way al piderech hateva that this could have happened. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, this happened in Mar Cheshvan. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it happened during the winter. So if it happened during the winter, so l'chari, there's no shinuy in the the happening of the Mabel. So what's the ice fear of Rabbi Eliezer? Just like Rabbi Yeshua feared ice. So the Gemara says you have to say the shinu was something else. Elu Rabbi Eliezer, my shinik Rav Chizda. That means Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, b'roischin kilkulu u'b'roischin nidoinu. The chet of the Dara Mabel happened b'roischin. It happened with boiling water. So too, the Mabel, the water wasn't natural rainwater, but rather it was boiling water. It wasn't b'roischin kilkulu b'aveira. It's referring to aveira. It's referring to what the Gemara talks about in Masechtas Nida, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that one of the primary aveiras of the Dor HaMabel was the chet of Aitzah Zera Levatala, and that's referred to in Chazal as roischin. So it's for that reason, b'roischin nidoinu, and how do you know b'roischin nidoinu k'sefacha? Because the pasuk says, over v'ayashoyko amayim. That's when the water finally settled after the Mabel, and it says that the anger of the king, it cooled down. So you see, the word shachacha means to cool down. In this instance, then would mean that the water was very, very hot. And what happened was the water cooled off. So what was the point in bringing this machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua when the Mabel began? The point was that for us do litamai. We have a machloikis Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, when the world was created. Rabbi Eliezer said, betishri nivroilim. Rabbi Yeshua said, benisa nivroilim. Says the Gemara, have a machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, that a lashita sayo, where you see they argued this point, when exactly Briyas Olam happened. Where Rabbi Eliezer seems to be of the opinion, betishri nivroilim, and Rabbi Yeshua seems to be the opinion, benisa nivroilim. Now this Brisa that the Gemara brought doesn't talk about when Briyas Olam happened. What the Brisa talks about is when the Mabel happened. The pasuk says the Mabel happened b'chodesh Hasheni, and there was machlokes Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Does that mean b'chodesh Hasheni chodesh Iyar, or does it mean b'chodesh Hasheni chodesh Marchesh? So at first glance, this has nothing to do with our machlokes. Stating that, if you think about it a little bit, could be what the Gemara means tishtaltzu is very, very pasha. What the Gemara means to say is, what does Rabbi Yeshua hold was chodesh Hasheni Iyar? If Iyar is chodesh Hasheni, what's chodesh Harishon? It's chodesh Nisan. What does Rabbi Eliezer hold as Chodesh Hasheni? Chodesh Marcheshvin. If Marcheshvin is Chodesh Hasheni, what's Chodesh Harishon? It's Chodesh Tishrei. Oh, very geschmack. Rabbi Yeshua holds Ben Nisan Nivra Olam, so Chodesh Hasheni is Chodesh Iyar. Rabbi Eliezer holds Betivshrei Nivra Olam, so Chodesh Hasheni is Chodesh Marcheshvin. So Rashi, that's the first long Rashi, brings that he saw a pshat in the Gemara, that one of the Mefarshei HaTalmud of back in the day, was Mefarish. That's not what the Gemara means. That the Va'azul Tamayi was very, very simple. It's Rabbi Eliezer L'shitasai and Rabbi Yeshua L'shitasai. Rabbi Eliezer L'shitasai holds B'tishrei Nivra Olam. So B'chodesh Hasheni is Chodesh Marcheshvin, using Tishrei as the Chodesh Harishon. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua holds B'nisan Nivra Olam. So B'chodesh Hasheni is going to be Chodesh Iyar. Chodesh Nisan is going to be the Chodesh Harishon. But Zok Rashi, that can't be Pshat. It's Poshet, it can't be Pshat. I mean, it would be so convenient to say, let's go weiter, because that's an easy pshat in the Gemara. But Rashi says it cannot physically be the pshat in the Gemara. The reason is because the Gemara asked the Kasha that according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that b'chodesh Hasheni was chodesh Marcheshvin, my Sheni, how could you call it the chodesh Hasheni? And the Gemara had to be madchik, that why is it called the chodesh Hasheni? Because it was Sheni Ledin. Frank Rashi, what do you mean? If you're telling me chodesh Hasheni means Lepriya Sa'ila, and that's the Lashita Sayu, Rabbi Yeshua holds Chodesh Hasheni is Iyar because he holds Benisa Nivroilam. And Rabbi Eliezer holds Chodesh Hasheni is Marcheshvin because he holds Betishmi Nivroilam. So that's the Teretz. That's why Rabbi Eliezer called Chodesh Hasheni Chodesh Marcheshvin. Why do you have to say Sheni Ladin? It's Sheni Labriyas Oilam. Pashib Shan in the Gemara. So Zok Rashi Bal Karch, that's not what the Gemara meant. So if that's not what the Gemara meant, then what did the Gemara mean? Oh, so for that we have a long Rashi. And Rashi goes, and he's mefarish ba'arichos, what the va'ozdul tamayu is. And this is just poshup shan in the Gemara. Because again, the va'ozdul tamayu can't be, oh, Rabbi Eliezer holds tishu nivroilam, that's what chaydesh sheni is chaydesh marcheshvin. Rabbi Shua holds benisa nivroilam, that's what chaydesh sheni is chaydesh yir. Because the Gemara would have said that. And the Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara is muching what's pshan and chaydesh sheni according to Rabbi Eliezer. And the Gemara is saying, bal karchach sheni ledin. What do you mean? It's sheni lebriya soilam. That is goof for the Rabbi Eliezer l'shitasi. That's why he referred to marcheshvin as chaydesh sheni. Because he holds ben tishrei nivroilam. So what is the pshat? So the abbreviated version of this long Rashi is that if you go through all the different dates and all the psukim that talk about the whole Seder of the Mabel, so fast forward almost a year later to when the world and the ground is starting to dry. So the pasuk says that the ground finally dried in the 601st year and the first month of Noach's life. So when Noach was 601 And literally in that first month, referring to Chaye Noach, that's when the world dried. Says Rashi, the Gemara's Cheshma was as follows. The world dried almost a year after the Mabul began. Which means that almost a year after the Mabul began, Noach just celebrated his 601st birthday. Now, when would a person celebrate his birthday? Meaning when the Torah says that Noach is in the first month of his 601st year. What does that mean? Sapash would say, I don't know, when was Noach born? What's his birthday? The first month of his birthday. That's not the pshat. The way it worked was, all the dates in Chazal, birth dates for example, they all reference Briyas HaOlam. And that's really the significance of B'Tishrei Nivra HaOlam and Nisan Nivra HaOlam. It's not just Negei, the world of Machshava, but it's also Negei, how to read Psukim. When the Psukim talk about X amount of years, so the Briyas HaOlam, are we using Tishrei as the Rosh Hashanah? Or are we using Nisan as the Rosh Hashanah? So very, very simple. If the Chodesh HaRishon of Noach's 601st year happened almost a year after the Mabul began, then that means that whenever the Mabul began has to be at least a year or so before Chodesh Tishrei. So let's make the Cheshbon. According to Rabbi Eliezer, B'Tishrei Nivra HaOlam. So when did Noach turn 601? He turned 601 in Chodesh Tishrei, and that happened almost a year or so after the Mabul began. So you can't tell me the Mabul, when it says B'Chodesh Hasheni, happened in Chodesh Iyar, because if it happened in Chodesh Iyar, from Iyar until Tishrei is only a few months. So it's not possible. Must be, what's the Chodesh Hasheni? It's Chodesh Mar Cheshven. From Mar Cheshven until Tishrei is Kamara Iyar. So it's very good, the way the chronology plays out. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it's just the opposite. According to Rabbi Yeshua, that B'Nisan is Nivra Olam. So that comes out, then, when we say 601 Nisan, which means that it started Cheshven, because from Bal Karchach, when did it happen? It happened in Iyar. And from Iyar to Nisan is approximately a year. So says the Gemara, that's the Va'azul Tamayo. The reason Rabbi Eliezer said B'Chodesh Hasheni, and the reason Rabbi Yeshua is referring to Mar Cheshven, the reason Rabbi Yeshua said B'Chodesh Hasheni is referring to Chodesh Iyar, it's not because, Rabbi Eliezer holds B'Tishrei Nivra HaOlam, so the second month is Mar Cheshven. And Rabbi Yeshua holds B'Nisan Nivra HaOlam, and therefore the second month is Iyar. That would have been the easy pshat, says Rashi. But it's not Oiskalton in the Gemara. It doesn't check out. So as a result, the pshat must be something else. The pshat must be, it's because we have a pasuk at the end of the Mabul that tells us that towards the end, when the land is already starting to dry, Noach is now in the beginning of his 601st year. If you hold that the beginning of that 601st year is Tishrei, then Bal Karchach, you have no choice but to learn that the Mabul started almost a year earlier, which would make B'Chodesh Hasheni Chodesh Mar Cheshven. That's why Rabbi Eliezer, that holds B'Tishrei Nivra HaOlam, has to hold that Chodesh Hasheni is Mar Cheshven. Not because Mar Cheshven is two to Tishrei being one, but it's more because a year later it's only Chodesh Tishrei. So how's that possible? Must be that the Chodesh Hasheni was Mar Cheshven. And what does Sheni mean? Not Sheni L'Briyas HaOlam, the Gemara didn't want to say that. But rather what it means is Sheni L'Din. Rabbi Shua that holds that B'Nisan Nivra HaOlam, so the end of the story is in the beginning of Chodesh Nisan. So a year earlier is when it all started. You can't say that was Mar Cheshven, because that's only a few months earlier. It's not a year earlier. Bal Karchach, what does B'Chodesh Hasheni mean? It means B'Chodesh Iyar. That's the abbreviated version of what exactly the Lishitasayu is between the Machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, whether B'Tishrei Nivra HaOlam and B'Nisan Nivra HaOlam, and the Machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, whether the reign of the Mabul started in Chodesh Mar Cheshvin or whether the reign started in Chodesh Iyar. Bottom line, we have a Machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, B'Tishrei Nivra HaOlam, B'Nisan Nivra HaOlam, says the Gemara Tana Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa Chachmi Yisrael. The Chachmi Yisrael were Moinen the Mabul to Rabbi Eliezer. They Cheshvin the Mabul. And the Mabul is Lav Dafka, but the point is, to all the, Rashi says, Leminyan Shnois HaDoyrois, all the Doyrois, like we just mentioned, the 601st year of Noach, they counted Rabbi Eliezer, assuming that B'Nisa Nivra HaOlam, however, the Tishrei Nivra HaOlam, however, Ulitkufa, as it relates to the Tkufais, as it relates to the different seasons, it's Rabbi Yeshua, then they worked with Rabbi Yeshua. Chachmi Umas HaOlam, however, as it relates to Chachmi Umas HaOlam, Moed HaMafla Mabul Rabbi Yeshua, even when it came to the Mabul, they counted like Rabbi Yeshua. We'll come back to this Inyan, not this Gemara per se, but this Inyan, a little bit at the end of the Daf. Uli Yerach, so going back to the Mishnah. So again, Mishnah said, Be'echa B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim, U'L'Shmitin, and now we're finally up to the last thing that Echa B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for, and that is Liyarakis. So what does it mean, Liyarakis? Rashi says, it's referring to Meiser Yerek. If someone's mafresh maestris for yerakos, for vegetables, so there's a year that he has to take into account. It's the year that the yerakos were collected in, the year that they were gathered in. It's not the year that they grew in, that's a chiddush, but it's the year that they were collected in. And the point is that if you have yerakos where the lakita was in 1 year, and then you have yerakos where the lakita was in another year, so you have to separate them. You can't mix them together. So you can't mix and bunch together yerakos from 1 year together with yerakos from another year, so you have to know what the year is, meaning when's the Rosh Hashanah. That's the Mishnah. The Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah liyerakos. We learned in the Braisa that added a few things. That Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah liyerakos ule maisrois ule dedarm. So Echad B'Tishrei is not only Rosh Hashanah liyerakos, but it's also Rosh Hashanah liyerakos le maisrois ule dedarm. Says the Gemara, liyerakos my name. When the Braisa, let's focus on the Braisa, it says Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah liyerakos. What does liyerakos mean? It means maisr. It's referring to the laws of maisa, maisa yerak, like we just said. Right, the Gemara. If it means maisna yerakainu maisrus, so yerakos and maisrus are the same thing. What's the difference between yerakos and maisrus? If yerakos means for maiser, and maiser obviously means for maiser, so what's the difference between yerakos and maisrus? The Gemara says tana de rabbanon viktani dai rais. So yerakos is referring to maiser de rabbanon, and maisrus is referring to maiser de oiraisa. So yerakos, which is one, is only obligated to be mafresh maisrus mid de rabbanon. Maisrus is referring to something that one is obligated to be mafresh maisrus midei raisa. Both of them, the halach is, but echad b'tishrei is going to be the Rosh Hashanah. Now Rashi says that what does it mean, maisrus over here? It's referring specifically to maisr dagon. And the reason is because it's only dagon that one is obligated to be maisr midei raisa where the Rosh Hashanah is going to be on echad b'tishrei. As opposed to other things that one is chayiv in maisris midai raisa, the Rosh Hashanah is going to be be'echad b'shvat, according to Be'silil, or be'chamisha asa b'shvat, according to Be'shamay, or be'chamisha asa b'shvat, according to Be'silil. But we'll see more about that. But for now, what we need to know is that when it says yerakos, it means all maisris on all yerakos. And when it says maisris, it's referring to the maiser on Dagon. Yerakos is the Rabbana, maiser is the Raisa, and we mention them separately. Says the Gemara, why do you have to mention them separately? Listen, Deiraisa Bereisha, or you want to mention them separately, Memela. But shouldn't we say Deiraisa first? The maiser Deiraisa, you would think is more chashuv, it's more basic. So shouldn't we mention it first? The Gemara says, no, it's counterintuitive. The Tana always appreciates more his own chiddush, and as a result, the Rabbanon, that's the chiddush of the Tanam, it's the chiddush of Chazal. So it's Aydi de Chavivale, it's for that reason it was mentioned first. Says the Gemara, Tana didon. What about our Tana? So what did our Tana say? Be'echa b'tishrei is Rosh Hashanah l'maisres. Right, it said l'shanim, shmitin, yoivlois, netir, which is arla, and yerakos. So all it mentioned was the Rabbanon. Why did it only mention the Rabbanon? Because he yelled. Once you say the Rabbanon, Kolshkin deiraisa, I'll know for sure the deiraisa. Freit Gemara, Velisni Meiser, another kasha. Referring back to the Braisa. The Braisa said, Li yerakos ule maisrois. What does maisrois mean? We said it's Meiser Dagon. Meiser Dagon is only one Meiser. So if it's only one Meiser, so why did it say maisrois? It should say Meiser. Why did it should say Meiser? So the Gemara says Meiser means Echad Meiser Behema, the Echad Meiser Dagon. No, Meiser means Meiser Behema. It also means Meiser Dagon. Now the truth is, the Mishnah had a machloikis tanoim when the Rosh Hashanah is for Meiser Behema. Be'echad Be'elo Rosh Hashanah Meiser Behema. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon said Be'echad B'Tishrei. So the Tan of this Braisa holds like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon that Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah Meiser Behema. And when it says Maisrois, it's referring to both Meiser Dagon and it's referring to Meiser Behema. Says when we're listening Yerek, why did we mention Yerakos? Just say Yerek. What's this Lashon Rabbim? So the Gemara says, Trey Gavni Yerek. No, because there's two different types of Yerakos as it relates to Hilchas Maisa. Now we learn to the Mishnah. Yerek HaNegad, Mishnah Yeh. Okay. When is a vegetable, when is it considered to be Nigmar, the pre, so that'll be Chayiv and Maisa's Midai Raisa. So if it's a Yerek where the Derech is to tie it, then it's Mishnah Yeh Yogi. Once it's tied, then it's considered complete. But if it's something that the minig is not to tie, then it's Mishnah Yeh Mali Asakli. As soon as you fill up the keli, meaning even if you didn't tie it. But the point is, being that you find in Halacha two different types of Yerakos. There's a Yerek that's Negad, there's a Yerek that's not Negad. So therefore they were singled out, and therefore you say Yerakos so that we should know that all Yerakos, doesn't matter what type of Yerek it is, the Rosh Hashanah is always going to be If someone was malakit a yerek erev Rosh Hashanah, actually tava hashemesh before shkia, v'chazav alikid, then he did it again. Mishatave hashemesh after shkia. Ain't tamer meiser mizel. The halacha is you can't be tamer ubim meiser from one to the other. Levisha ain't tamer meiser and lamin achadash al yashv lamin yashan al chadash. Because you can't be tamer, you can't be meiser, not from old to new and not from new to old. And this is going to be essentially from new to old and from old to new. The old is before Rosh Hashanah, the new is after Rosh Hashanah. Now notice it says you are malakit because we're dealing with yerakos. What's the determining factor of when you're chayiv and maestris with a yerek? It's the lakita. So if the lakita was before, the lakita was after, that's what we're talking about. And once the before and after, the before and after is Rosh Hashanah. The Braisa continues and says, what would be if this Erev Rosh Hashanah going to Rosh Hashanah? So it was the second year of the Shemitah cycle going into the third year. So the halacha is shniya ma'aser rishon ma'aser sheni. Whatever you were malake during the second year before shkia, you'd have to give ma'aser rishon ma'aser sheni for shlishes ma'aser rishon ma'aser ani. Whatever you took in the third year, you'd have to give ma'aser rishon ma'aser ani. And the background to this halacha is that every single year, every single person that owned the field, whatever grew, he had to be ma'afresh truma and ma'aser. Truma gave to the Kohen, the Maiser gave to the Levi. When the Levi got the Maiser, he would have to be Mafresh, Maiser, Minah Maiser, also known as Truma's Maiser. In addition to that, there was one more tax that had to be paid. But what that tax was, what that Maiser was, depended on what year in the Shemitah cycle was. So if it was years 1, 2, 4, or 5, you had to give what was called Maiser Sheni. If it was years 3 or 6, you had to give Maiser Ani. Maiser Sheni, we know it's too difficult for you to do that, so you could be paid the Kedusha from the Paris Maiser Sheni onto money, Kesef Tzuri, and then when you get around to it, you'll take the money, you'll bring it up to Yerushalayim, and you'll buy different foods using that money. Maiser Ani, you're supposed to give to a Ger, an Ani, a Yasim, an Almana, so it's not the same thing. So the second year of the Shemitah cycle, in addition to the Trum and the Maiser Rishon, there was Maisa Sheni. The third year, in addition to the Truma and the Maisa Rishon, there was Maisa Ani. So says the Mishnah, if it was the second year going into the third year, so whatever you were malakit, because again, it's all about the Lakita, whatever you were malakit before the sunset, you'll be Chayv and Maisa Rishon, you'll be Chayv and Maisa Sheni. Whatever you did afterwards will be Chayv and Maisa Rishon, you'll be Chayv and Maisa Ani. Says the Gemara, Minani Mili, how do you know this? Says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Shulman Levi, Rabbi Shulman Levi, the Pasuk says, Kisachalu La'aser, Es Kol Masa Tfuascha Bashana Hashlishes. And we learn from there, Shnas Ha Maiser, Shana She'en Ba Ela Maiser Echa. So this Pasuk is referring to Maisa Ani. And the Pasuk says, Bashana Hashlishes, that's when there's a Chiyav Maisa Ani, and refers to it as Shnas Ha Maiser. So what do you see from here? You see from here that in the third year, you're chayiv and maiser ani, you're not chayiv in maiser sheni. By the way, now we know what the minahani mili means. Right? The Gemara says minahani mili. We're saying a lot of things. Minahani mili what? So Rashi says, minahani mili, the beshlishes ain't a noyib maiser sheni. The minahani mili is, how do you know that in the third year of the Shemitah cycle, there's no maiser sheni? All there is maiser ani. So this is the answer. Because you see that b'shana shlishes, it's a shnat ha-maiser, it's a loshin yachid. So you see that this year only has maiser echad. Okay, so what's that one maiser? Maiser rishon. Umaiser ani, umaiser sheni yibato, yichayv a maiser rishon, a maiser ani, and you're not going to have maiser sheni. Right? So just one more time, slower. So you have the third year of the Shemitah cycle. You have a chiyav maiser ani. Says the Torah, this year is called shnas ha maiser, lashon yachid. You know why it's lashon yachid? Because there's only one maiser. Which one? Maiser rishon and maiser ani. Frank the Gemara, if there's one, then how could there be maiser rishon? I ain't yella af maiser rishon ami yibato. And it's not just like an oyenoi. How do you make sense of this drasha? If it's a shnasa meiser, there's only one. So the chayda, why are you giving meiser rishon? So the Gemara says tamalei, because the pasuk says ve'ela levim tedaber va'amar talem kisikhu me'es b'nei Yisrael asa meiser asher nasati lechem me'itam anachalasche. He kisha yakosel anachla. It's a fascinating idea. The levim didn't have any chelik and nachal in Eretz Yisrael. So what they get instead of the chelik and nachal in Eretz Yisrael, instead of owning property in Eretz Yisrael, what they had was they got trumas and maestres. So the Gemara says very geschmack. That means the nachla of the Levi is his meiser. So there's an equivalence between the Yid's nachla and the Levi's meiser. Is man nachla in lahefsig? Just like the Yid's nachla, it's not only on the first, the second, the fourth, and the no. He has it every year, right? Every single year, the Yisrael has his nachla. Af meiser rishon ain't lahefsig. So to meiser rishon has no hefsig. Even though it's true, it says shnasa meiser, but that can't preclude meiser rishon because meiser rishon there's a drasha that says that it's the nachla of the Levi. And just like the Levi has nachla, so too he has to get this. Tanya idach another brayser discusses this idea. Again, the makar that in the third year, And the sixth year, there's Meiser Oni, but there's no Meiser Sheni, but there is Meiser Rishon. So it says, Kizachal Lasa Vigoyim, Shana Shein Ba'elo Meiser Recha. It says, Shnasa Meiser, which means only one Meiser. Okay, it's a Meiser Rishon, a Meiser Oni. Meiser Sheni Yibata, but there's no Meiser Sheni. Yochalaf Meiser Rishon, Nami Yibata. You would think there should be no Meiser Rishon either. Talmud Loimar. It says in the Pasuk Uba Levi, we learn from here, calls Man Shabbat Tein Loi. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, you know what the drasha is? It says, Uva HaLevi Kein Loi Chelek V'nach Le'ima. So when the Levi knocks on your door, you're supposed to give him what he wants. Doesn't matter what year in the Cheshbon it is. Also, you see from here that even in the third year, when there's Maiserani, or the sixth year, when there's Maiserani, if the Levi comes knocking, you're supposed to answer. But Yehuda Ben Yaakov, I mean, he had a different Makar. The Makar that we just said, Einoi Tzarech, Harei Yehuda, Oimim, Leviim, Tadabar, V'amar, Talim, Kisikom, Eis, Bnei Yisrael, Zamaiser, Asher Nosati, Lechem, Yitam, Menacha, Laschem. So again, we compare the Nachla of the Yisrael to the Meiser of the Levi. Akisha Akosav LeNachla. Man Nachla Ein Lo Hefzik Af Meiser Rishon Ein Lo Hefzik. Just like the Nachla has no Hefzik, so to Meiser Rishon has no Hefzik. Uli Nedarin. The third thing that the Braisa mentioned, Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for. So it's Rosh Hashanah LeYerakos, which we said means Meiser Yerakos. Ula Meisrois, which means Meiser Dagon. And then finally, Lili Nadarim. Something more. Tana Rabban or Braisa that explains this idea. Hamudra Ano Mechaver. If someone made a neder, he's not going to have a neder from his friend, Lashana, for a year. So he counts 12 months from day to day. Meaning, he made the neder on whatever date it was, you count 12 months, that's when the neder's over. But let's say he made a neder and he said for this year. Then even if it's the last day of Chodesh El, Kivan Chegia. Right, loy matzinu elo mo'uber. So we know it's the last day of El. So even if it's the last day of Elo, kivin shegiyah yomecha b'tishrei, once Rosh Chodesh Tishrei comes, also loy shana, it's going to be considered a year. So if somebody makes a neder, I'm not going to have anah for this year, shana zu, that's this halacha. Echad b'tishrei is Rosh Hashanah l'nadarim, that's what it means. This year, it's all over. And the Gemara says, gishmak v'afilu l'mandam yomecha b'shana, eni chashiv shana. Even though there's a mandam that holds yomecha b'shana is not chashiv shana. Who's this mandamar? We just had it the other day. Reb Meir holds yomecha b'shana is chashiv shana. Daf yud, Reb Chashiv shana. Meaning, so even a different here, even Reb Chabal Aleh. Tzair himself. You're a mitzair yourself, and because you're a mitzair yourself, that little bit of tzair is going to be considered a tzair. So this halacha is true, even according to Rabbi Lazar. I mean, this machleik is Remei, Rabbi Lazar, Yemecha b'shana, chashav shana, loy chashav shana. Remei says one day, Rabbi Lazar says 30 days. This is an exception to the rule. This is a time where even Rabbi Lazar is going to hold Yemecha b'shana, chashav shana. We had a few days ago where the Gemara gave an example where even though Reb Meir holds Yemecha B'Shana Chashav Shana, there's a time he's going to agree that it has to be 30 days. The case of the Seicher and the Masker where somebody's renting a house, so you're not going to sign a lease unless it's 30 days. You're not going to go through the headache unless it's going to be for a Chashav time. So even though, Reb Meir holds Yemecha B'Shana Chashav Shana, Rabbi Lazar holds Laman Yemeshana Chashav Shana, but we already have two examples this week in Daf Yomi where Rabbi Lazar will hold Yomecha B'Shana is Chashav Shana, and Rabbi Meir is going to hold Yom B'Shana is Loi Chashav Shana. But the point is, when it says in the Braisa, Be'echa B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Nedarim, what is it referring to? It's referring to someone that's Muda Nome Chaveri. He says, I'm making a neder, I'm not going to have any anah from you this year. That's what he said. This year, I'm not going to have anah. So when does that year conclude? Echa B'Tishrei, says the Gemara of Eman Nisan. Right? Every single time we learned this Gemara so far, Echa B'Tishrei. Maybe it's Nisan. How do you know it's Echa B'Tishrei? Sok the Gemara, no. B'Nedarim Holach Achalash. If we're dealing with Psukim, then we can clear a Shaila is at Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, Echad B'Nisan, is Rosh Hashanah, Echad B'Tishrei. But this is not a question of Psukim. This is a question of Lashem B'nei Yadam. B'Nedarim Holach Echad Lashem B'nei Yadam. The definition of words when it comes to Nedarim and Shvuos and Nazirois is all what do people mean when they use these words. When a person says Rosh Hashanah, he doesn't mean Echad B'Nisan, even though Achodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodesh and Rishon Hu Lochem Lochad Shei Hashanah. And even though in the sugis that we learned Echad B'Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Melachim and it's L'Regalim and you have the Brison that the Gemara brought with a whole bunch of different examples of where you find Rosh Hashanah is Chodesh Nisan. There's Arba Rosh Hashanah in Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah, but in the Velt there's one Rosh Hashanah. And being that Nedarim is Halach Achar Lashem Bnei Adam. So here we go based on what Lashem Bnei Adam is, and Lashem Bnei Adam is that Rosh Hashanah is Echad B'Tishrei. So therefore, the Rosh Hashanah goes down as being Echad B'Tishrei. So the truth is that Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Beis, really Daf Yud Aleph on the Beis, segueing into Daf Yud Beis is a daf that's synonymous with some of the astrology sugyas and chas. We're not going to talk about astrology today. We do, however, have a related raid by years ago, Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Beis, and it'll be posted by Ezra Hashem to the related raid. But as it relates to this machzer of Daf Yoimi, as it relates to a raid by for tonight. So we said that we would talk about the fact that bePesach Noilad Yitzchak, which is really this week's parsha, LaMoyed Oshev Eilecha Keis Chayu LaSara Bein. So maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow. But for today, I thought maybe discuss something else that's in Yonah D'Yoyimah. And that is, we had a machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, when the Mabul started. The Pasuk says, V'shnash Eish Me'er Zhano L'chayu Noyach, B'chodesh Hasheni. Rabbi Yeshua said, Chodesh Hasheni is Chodesh Iyar. Rabbi Eliezer said, Chodesh Hasheni was Chodesh Marcheshven. And then Rabbi Eliezer even talked a little bit about Chodesh Mar Cheshven. It's Yoim Shemazel Kima Oyle Bayoim Umayonois Miskabrim. And the Mabul started when? Started in Chodesh Mar Cheshven. So because we're holding now in Chodesh Mar Cheshven, so maybe just speak out a little bit of raid as it relates to Chodesh Mar Cheshven. That is, the Heilige Bnei Yisoschar in his Mamorim on Chodesh Mar Cheshven, right in the beginning, so he quotes a Psikta Rabasi. It's a Medrash. It's in Psikta Rabasi. It's Parashavav. And the Psikta Rabasi over there mentions that when the Yidden built the Mishkan in the Midbar, the Mishkan was ready. It was all finished, ready to go on Chaf Hei Kislev. So when did the Yidden start building the Mishkan? That was the raid that underpinned the entire Masechta Sukkah. Went from Daf Beis literally to the last daf in the Masechta. That was the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon said, he made a cheshbin in his Pirush on Shir Hashirim, that the Yidden started building the Mishkan on Tesvav Tishrei. Tesvav Tishrei, the first day of Sukkot, that's when Yidden started building the Mishkan. He said that when they started building the Mishkan, the Anani Yaakovit came back, and that's why we celebrate the Yontav of Sukkot of Zeichel Anani Yaakovit, even though the Yidden got the Anani Yaakovit when they left Mitzrayim, which was Tesvav Nisan, but the Chazoras Anani Yaakovit, they got it back again after they had lost it during the Chetah Ego, Tesvav Tishrei, and Tesvav Tishrei, when they got the Anani Yaakovit back, is when they celebrate the Yontav of Sukkot. But what was the Cheshbon Tesvav Tishrei? Because that's when they started building the Mishkan. So the Yidden started building the Mishkan in Tesvav Tishrei. They were finished by Chaf Hei Kislev. It was a quick job. By Chaf Hei Kislev, it took a little more than 2 months, the Mishkan was ready to go. And they wanted to make a Chanukah Mishkan. But the Eibushter came to Moshe and Aharon, and he said, no, it's not ready. Time hasn't come yet. We're going to push off the Chanukah's HaMishkan. And the day was pushed off until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Vayi b'yom ha'shmini, the 8th day of the Miluim, which Nisan, that was the Yom HaKamas HaMishkan. And the Medrash says that Rosh Chodesh Kislev came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a taina. And he told the Eibush, I don't understand. This was supposed to be my month. This was going to be the month of the Chanukah HaMishkan. Why should we have to lose out? If you pushed it off, why? It was supposed to be Chodesh Kislev. Why don't we do it by b'yom? Why are we pushing it off? And they came with a little bit of a taina. Says the Medrash, Vatishlam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned to Chodesh Kislev and he said, Olai l'shalim loy. You're right, I'm a Bal Choyf, and you'll see I'm going to pay up this Choyf one day. Mashilim le HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when did HaKadosh Baruch Hu pay up the Choyf? It's by the Chanukah's Beis Chashmonoi. It happened during Bayesheni. It happened a very, very long time later, after the Mishkan had already run its course, and after Bayis Rishon, 410 years, Chorban Bayis Rishon, and then the Yidden were in Bavel for 70 years, and they had a Bayesheni, and then in the middle of Tkufas Bayesheni, Antiochus, and the whole Chanukah story happened, and then the Yidden had to be Mechanech to Beis HaMikdash a second time, and HaKadosh Baruch had to pick a day. You know what the day was? It was Chaf Hei Kislev. Why Chaf Hei Kislev? Hashem's paying up an old chayv. Because really, Chaf Hei Kislev was supposed to be the yoim of the Chanukah HaMishkan, and instead of it being the yoim of Chanukah HaMishkan, it ended up being the yoim of Chanukah Bayesheni, and it's mevu in the Sfarim that the Ikur Chinuch of Bayesheni actually happened on that day. Meaning, even though this was 100 plus years, or even more, into Tkufas Bayesheni, but the Ikur Chinuch, the Yom Chanukah HaBayis of Bayesheni, really was the Chanukah story, and that happened on Chaf Hei Kislev, and it's because there's an old chayv where Hashem says, I have to pay up what I did. This is well known. What's not so well known is the Hemshech of this Medrash. The Medrash continues, and the Medrash says that history would repeat itself. And this event where the Mishkan was ready on Chaf Hei Kislev, but Hashem said, we're pushing off the date, and it's going to be instead of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but Chaf Hei Kislev, no worries, I owe you one. Alay l'shalem loy. And Vatishlam, the Pasuk says, and it's referring to paying up this chayv, which happened during Bayis Sheni. This happened the second time. It happened by Bayis Rishon. So Shlomo HaMelech builds the Beis HaMikdash, and it took a very long time to build. And then the Pasuk says, and this is a Malacha Malef, it's Perik Vav, it's Pasuk Lamiches. The Pasuk says that Shlomo HaMelech finally completed building. When did he finish? U'bashana ha'achasre. It was in the 11th year, B'yerach Bul, during the month of Bul, Hu achodesh hashmini. What's Bul? Beis Vav Lamed. It's chodesh hashmini. It's the 8th month. It's Mar Cheshvan. Kol habayis l'chol dvarav u'l'chol mishpatav v'yivneu shevash. It takes 7 years to build. So Shlomo HaMelech starts building in the 4th year of his malchus. We saw those pesukim in the beginning of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. He finishes it in the 11th year. So it took him 7 years to build. And when did he finish it? It was Bashana ha'achas esrei b'yerach Bul, who also known as Chodesh Hashmini. It's known as Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. But we know, if you look at the Psukim, the Chanukas Habayis of the first Beis HaMikdash didn't happen in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. It got pushed off. It got pushed off until Chodesh Tishrei. Think about that. It took 7 years to build the Beis HaMikdash. Ze hayoyim kivinu loy. Nogila v'nismucha. Right? This is the day that everybody's waiting for. This is Mamish the Groysa. Chanukas Habayis. And it gets pushed off almost a full year. It's ready to go. But it got pushed off for a year. Hashem says, we're not ready yet. It gets pushed off until Chodesh Tishrei. In fact, the Chanukas HaBayis of the first Beis HaMikdash, it overlapped with Yom Kippur. The Yidden didn't fast Yom Kippur that year. It overlapped with Sukkot, and it happened right around that time. But the point is, it didn't happen right away. Says the Medrash, Chodesh Mar Cheshvin came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a taina. Chodesh Mar Cheshvin said, I don't understand. This was supposed to be my month. I'm Mar Cheshvin. This was my big day. We're supposed to have the Chanukas HaBayis. Kadosh Baruch Hu turns to Mar Cheshvan and said the same exact thing that he told the Chodesh Kislev, Vatishlam. He said, Olay l'shalim, I'm going to pay up. You're right. You're 100% right. I'm going to pay up. So when is Chodesh Mar Cheshvan going to be paid up? Zok Tehele Gebenei Yisrach. The Medrash doesn't speak it out, but it's clear that that's what it has to be. It's referring to Bayis Shlishi. And Binyan Bayis Shlishi, the Chanukah of Binyan Bayis Shlishi, is going to happen when, said the Heilige Bnei Yisoscha, it's Mavur in this Medrash, it's going to happen in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. That just like the Chanukah Samishka was supposed to be Chofei Kislev, it got pushed off to Echad Ben Nisan. Chofei Kislev was owed something. What did it get? It got Bayis Sheni. Bayis Rishon, the same thing happened. It was supposed to be Chodesh Bul, which is Chodesh Hashmini, it's Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. It gets pushed off. Hashem says, Olay L'Shalim, and when is it going to be paid off? There's only one more Beis HaMikdash coming, and that's Bayis HaShlishi, which means that Binyan Bayis HaShlishi is going to happen. This means that Binyan Bayis HaShlishi is going to happen during that time. So the Binyan of the third Beis HaMikdash, said the Heilige Bnei Yisachar, is going to happen when? It's going to happen in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. And then the Bnei Yisachar starts talking a little Kabbalistic. He says that if you think about it, we had three chinuchs of the three Beis HaMikdashes. There was Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, and La'asad Lavei B'mher B'yameinu is going to be Bayis Shlishi. The chinuch of Bayis Rishon happened in Chodesh Tishrei. That was the big chinuch. Supposed to be Mar Cheshvan, ended up being in Tishrei. Bayis Sheni happened when? Kislev. That was the Iker one. That's the whole Chanukah story. It happened in Chodesh Kislev. Bayis Shlishi is going to be in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. So the Bnei Yisoscha says that there's something that Chodesh Tishrei, Chodesh Kislev, and Chodesh Mar Cheshvan have in common. You have to know a little bit of Kabbalah to understand this, and above our pay grade. But says the Bnei Yisachar, you know what Tishrei, Kislev, and Mar Cheshvan have in common? So he says you have to have a little bit of Hakdama. And that is, there were 12 Shvatim. 12 Shvatim correspond to the 12 months of the year. The 12 months of the year correspond to the Yud Beis Mazalis. Today's daf. They correspond to the Mazal Kima, right? To all the different Mazalis. Says the Bnei Yisachar, how do you know which month? So he says, if you look in the Midbar, there's a certain Seder, and it goes, the first Shevet that's mentioned is Keneged Nisan, the second is Iyar, the third one is Sivan, and that's how you go 1 through 12, and that's how you know who corresponds to who. So he said that if you look at Chodesh Tishrei corresponds to Ephraim. Chodesh Kislev corresponds to Binyamin. And Chodesh Mar Cheshvan corresponds to Menashe. So Tishrei, Kislev, and Mar Cheshvan are Ephraim, Binyamin, and Menashe. What do they have in common? They were all the sons of Rachel Imenu. They were all the sons of Rachel. Ephraim and Menashe came from Yosef, and Binyamin And Binyamin is Binyamin. So they all come from Rachel. It says the Bnei Yisachar that the oimik is that we say Moshivi Akeres Habayis Em Abonim Semecha Haleluka. And the Svar Makdoshim say that what's the Moshivi Akeres Habayis? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gonna return the Akeres Habayis. And the Akeres Habayis is the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash is associated with Rachel more so than it is with the other Imais. And that's why the Chinuch, the Hashlamo of the three Batei Mikdashim were in Tishrei Kislev Marcheshvin. It's Ephraim, Binyamin, and Menashe. Because what do they have in common? They're all the sons of Rachel. Then the Bnei Yisachar continues, and he says that we know there were three Batei Mikdashim, and the three Batei Mikdashim correspond to the three Ovis. So on some level, Bayis Rishon is the Bayis of Avram Avinu. Bayis Sheni is Yitzchak, and Bayis Shlishi is Yaakov. So he says, Remez L'davar, we know that each one of the Ovis had their Midah. Chesed L'Avram, Yitzchak is Gvura, it's Midas Adin, and Yaakov is Emes. Titein, Emes L'Yaakov. The Gemara says, in Masechet Shabbos, Tavkuf Dalet Amud Aleph, that Emes is made up of Aleph Mem Sof. Aleph is the first letter in the alphabet. Sof is the last letter in the alphabet. And the Mem is the middle. That somehow to the mint, but it's Kiyum. And that's what Emes is. Sheker Ein L'Raglayim. But Emes is something that's Kushto La'al Makoy. That's something that lasts forever. And that's this idea of Emes being an Aleph, a Mem, and a Sof. It's the beginning, it's the middle, and it's the end. We said that which Beis HaMikdash corresponds to Yaakov? It's easy. Yaakov is the third of the Ovis. So it's the third Beis HaMikdash. The third Beis HaMikdash's Chinuch is going to be when? It's going to be in Chodesh Marcheshvin. Chodesh Marcheshvin, the pasuk that we mentioned before in Malachim Aleph, is referred to as Chodesh Bull. Bull is Beis Vav Lamed. Says the Yisachar Dava Nifla. He says the first letter in the Torah is a Beis. Bereshis Baralikim Es Hashamayim Vesa'aretz. He says the last letter in the Torah is a Lamed. Le'enei Kol Yisrael. And the middle letter of the Torah, it's a Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechtes Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara says Vav de Gichain. The Vav of the word Gichain, that's the midway point. That's literally the midway point of all the letters in the Torah. So he says Bull is the first letter in the Torah. It's the middle letter of the Torah, and it's the last letter of the Torah, because that's the month of Bayis Shlishi. Bayis Shlishi is Kushto, which is La'al Makoy. It's Emes. It's something that's going to be Hoy Hoyvi. It's something that's going to last forever. It's Keneged Yaakov, who's Emes. Yaakov is Aleph Mem Sof, first letter, middle letter, last letter. Marcheshvin is Chodesh Bul, which is first letter, it's middle letter, and it's last letter. Another one of the Dvarim Neflaim that Bnei Yisachar says, and incidentally, this is a compilation of Bnei Yisachar's in a whole bunch of places. But another one of the Dvarim Neflam that the Bnei Yisachar says is Chazal say Kol Ma'anigas HaShabbos Noisnu Loi Meshalis Liboy. If someone's Ma'anigas HaShabbos, he's Noicha to what? He's Noicha to Meshalis Liboy. We know Chazal also say Kol Ma'anigas HaShabbos Noisnu Loi Nachlo B'li Mitzarim. Loi Kenachlas Avram Shenemar V'loi Kenachlas Yitzchak Shenemar El Kenachlas Yaakov. That it says, Ufarat to Yom of a Kedem of a Tzofoin of a Negva, it's Nachla B'li Mitzorim. So we have two Chazals. If someone's Ma'anagas HaShabbos, Noisn Loi Meshali Sliboy. And if someone is Ma'anagas HaShabbos, Noisn Loi Nachla B'li Mitzorim. So first of all, what does it mean? He gets the Nachla of Yaakov. Nachla B'li Mitzorim. So he says, you know what it means? Because Chazal say, Il Mole Shomru Shneis Shabbosais. If Klaiser would keep two Shabbosais, the Geula would come. We know we have Avav Toch, it's based on a Gemara, that if Klai Yisrael keeps two Shabbosis, Mashiach is going to come, meaning the Geula is going to come, meaning the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built. He says, that's the remez. Kol Ma'anigas HaShabbos, Noisnin Loi, Nachla B'li Mitzarin. What's the Nachla B'li Mitzarin? It's Nachla Z'Yakov. Nachla Z'Yakov, that's Bayis Shlishi. Avram is Bayis Rishi. Yitzchak is Bayis Sheni. Yaakov is Bayis Shlishi. And being that it's Bayis Shlishi, that's the Nachla B'li Mitzarin. And he says, that's what the Gemara means. Kol Ma'anigas HaShabbos, Noisnin Loi, Mishalis Liboy. Liboy Zoisi is Bull. Beis Vav Lamed, and that's the remez to Bayis Shlishi, where the chinuch of Bayis Shlishi is going to happen when? It's going to happen in the month of Marcheshvin. But either way, so it's mavur in the Torah of the Bnei Yisachar. And again, this is from his Ma'amarim in Marcheshvin, right in the beginning. This last piece was from his Ma'amarim on Shabbos, which is Ma'amar Tes. It's also based on Ma'amarei Chodshei Kislev Teves. Maimer Yudbeis, where he's very Meirich in this idea, and that is that Binyan Bayis Shlishi is going to happen in the month of Marcheshvin. So hold that thought. So this past Shabbos, had the schus to spend together with Alexander Chassidim at a Shabbos Isachtis, and the Rav and Alexander Stiebel in Borough Park, Rabbi Yosef Ernst Shlita, he said over a Dover Nifla, B'shem the Tzvila Tzadik, one of the Heiliger Rebbes. And it's based also on Torah from the Bnei Yisachar. It's a Dover Nifla Adlamoid. It requires a tiny bit of an introduction. If you ever noticed in a Siddur, when you stav in Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, so when you come to the bracha, Elikeinu v'Elikei Aviseinu, Chadesh Aleinu v'Sachodesh Hazeh L'Toivu v'Levracha, L'Sosinu l'Simcha l'Shul l'Nachama, the special bracha that's in the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. It's the seventh bracha, the bracha that's miyuchad from Rosh Chodesh. And it ends, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Rosh Chodashim. So some Siddurim, by Baruch Atah Hashem, by the Shem Avaya, so there's a little asterisk that sends you to the bottom, and there's a lot of Kabbalah there. It's prefaced by Tzirufe Yud Beis Chodshei Hashan. So the 12 months of the year have what's called the Tzirufim of the Shem Havaya. There's 12 different combinations of Shem Havaya. So Shem Havaya is Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke, in that order. But if you take a look in your Siddur, there's different Tzirufim of it. So for example, Chodesh Nisan, it says Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke. Chodesh Iyar, it's Yud, K K Vav. Chodesh Sivan, it's Yud Vav K K. V'chahina Rabbis. So first of all, what does Sivan mean? So the Bnei Yisachar, right in the beginning of Sefer Bnei Yisachar. So Bnei Yisachar was written on the Seder of the Chadashim, right? The Seder of the months. Incidentally, and this is very much what we're learning right now, the way the Bnei Yisachar opened up his Sefer was, quote, Maimer Aleph v'chodesh Nisan, Rishayin hu, hineni roitza l'kayim b'chiburi zeh mitzvah saseh day raisa. He said, I'm writing my sefer, this is the classic, the magnum opus of the Bnei Yisachar. I'm writing the Bnei Yisachar and I'm going to be mekayim. And he says, I'll ken, when we count from t'mechad sheva aschol b'nisan, I want to be mekayim, the Ramban's achodesh hazah, this is the whole beginning of the Masechta coming together. I want to be mekayim achodesh hazah l'chem reish chodeshan. So he starts his sefer and he's starting with chodesh Nisan. So he starts like this, quote, Yodua, so the world exists because of the Shem Havaya. But there's 12 months of the year, and each month exists based on a different siruf of the Shem Havaya. He says, Remez Ladavar. He says, the Shem Havaya is Begematria 26. There's 12 different sirufim, which means 26 times 12, which is 312, and that's the Gematria of Chodesh. Ches Dalet Shin. Chodesh is 312 because it's 26 times 12, and this is just a remez that there's 12 different serufim, and that's the idea of there being 312 different cheshbonis based on this cheshbon. And then he goes on to talk a little bit about it. So he says that each one of the months has its own siruf of the Shem Havaya. And he says that when a person davens Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Yisroel V'Rosh Chodashim. So it's critical that he be Mizbainein. And while he says the Shem Havaya, he should have in mind what the siruf of that Shem is. And he says, if a person would do that, his tefillah would be answered. This is what he says. And he says that the Arizal said that Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalo v'eschanan al Hashem be'isahi leimor v'eschanan al Havaya. Hashem has written Havaya v'eschanan al Havaya be'isahi leimor. He says because Moshe Rabbeinu Havaya, but it was mispalo. And again, the Arizal said that if a person would know how to properly be mechav in this inyan, he said his tefillah would be an underisar tefillah. So much so that some of the Siddurim were literally printed with the Tziruf of the Shem Havaya, even though it's very little Kabbalah in our Siddurim, but this is something that the Arizal was maflig about, the Chashivos of this Inyan, and that's why it's there. Now, if you look in the Siddur, next to the Tziruf of each month of the Shem Havaya, there's a Pasuk. And the way the Pasuk works is the Pasuk is the Rosh HaTevis of the Shem Havaya in the order of that Tziruf. Very simple. So Nisan is Yud Ke Vav Ke. What's the Pasuk next to it? It's Nismuchu HaShamayim V'sogel ha'aretz. Yismuchu ha'shamayim v'sogel ha'aretz is Rosh HaTevis Yud Kei Vav Kei. Iyar is Yud Kei Kei Vav. Yishalel ha'misalel haskel v'yadaya. So let's forward to Cheshvin. Cheshvin, the Tziruf, is Vav Kei Kei Yud. That's what the Tziruf is. It's Vav Kei Kei Yud. And what's the Pasuk? That's what the Pasuk is. Where's the Pasuk? Udvash ha'yoyim azeh Hashem. It's in Parshas Kisavli. The Pasuk says, Hashkifam imayim kachachachim and ha'shamayim. Uvarech es amcha es Yisrael veso Adam asher nasata lanu kashe nishpata lav yisenu eretz zovas cholov udvash.
Then the pasuk continues, Hayoyim hazeh, Hashem alikecha mitzavcho, lasis zachukim eilu vasam eshpotim v'shamarta vasisa oysam v'cholavavchum v'chol nafshecha.
So what's the tziruf of Chodesh Cheshvin? It's the last word of the first pasuk, udvash, and then it's the first three words of the next pasuk, Hayoyim hazeh Hashem. Udvash is a vav, Hayoyim is a hey, hazeh is a hey, Havaya yud kivav ke is a yud, that's vav, and then hey, and then hey, and then yud, and that's the tzir of Chodesh Marchesh.
So the Hilgit Tzvila Tzadik asked, he said, I don't understand. He said, if you look at all the psukim as it relates to the tziruf of the Shemus, it's all one pasuk. Yismuchu Hashemayim v'sogi la'aretz. Yisalu la'mesalu haskel v'yoydoi. Haskei sushma Yisrael ayoyim. Utztoka tiyalonu ki. It's all one pasuk. Over here, when it comes to Mar Cheshvin, it's two psukim. It's udvash, one pasuk. Next pasuk. Hayoyim hazeh Hashem alekecha. So he said, why is Chodesh Mar Cheshvin different? Obviously, this soidois and tremendous pnimiyas HaTorah over here. But he said, so what's pshat? Why is it two different psukim? First with Vash and then Hayoyim Hazeh Hashem. See, it's a bitter Chodesh. The reason it's a bitter Chodesh is because there's nothing going on. There's no Yom Tovim. It's a month that really doesn't have anything. And because it doesn't have anything, so the month really is a bitter Chodesh. See, so what's the avoida? What is a Yid supposed to do if he wants to take the merirus of Chodesh Mar Cheshvin and he wants to make it Zis? What he needs to do is he has to take from Chodesh Tishrei. He has to go back to the previous month. Chodesh Tishrei, Chodesh Elul. There's so much that momentum that a person builds up leading up to Chodesh Mar Cheshvin. And if you take that momentum with you, that's going to be Malavi you straight through Chodesh Cheshvin. And then you'll be able to make Chodesh Mar Cheshvin Zis. That's the remez. The remez is that you know what you have to do in Chodesh Mar Cheshvin? You have to take the dvash from the previous pasuk. You have to take the dvash from Chodesh Tishrei and you have to apply it to the next month. To Ayoy Mazeh Hashem Elokecha. So it's udvash Ayoy Mazeh Hashem because there's a remez over here. The remez is that Mar Cheshvin naturally, inherently doesn't really have what it needs. But the way you make this work is you take the dvash from the previous month and then you apply it. So said the Tzvila Tzadik, I'm going to tell you a remez nifla. Dovar emeslam mitoy. And that is, if you do the gematria of Chodesh Tishrei, it's 910. The gematria of Chodesh Mar Cheshvin is 604. This is to the number. No rounding off. It's 910 and 604. 910 minus 604 is 306. 306 is the gematria of Dvash. If you take the Dvash from Chodesh Tishrei, so you take the 600, if you take the Dvash from Chodesh Tishrei, and you apply it to Chodesh Mar Cheshvin, so what you have is 604 and 306, 604 and 306, what you're going to be left with is Tishrei, which is 910. And that's the side of the Tziruf of Chodesh Mar Cheshvin. Chodesh Mar Cheshvin is you're taking the Vav from the Udvash of the previous pasuk, and you apply it to Ayoy Mazeh Hashem. Because by taking the Dvash, taking the Chizik from Chodesh Tishrei, that's what you end up with. You end up with Ayoy Mazeh Hashem. But that's Chodesh Mar Cheshvin. Chodesh Mar Cheshvin is a Chodesh, which is Mar Cheshvin. And the avoid of Chodesh Mar Cheshvin is to hopefully have gained enough momentum from Chodesh Tishrei that you could take that Dvash, the 306, and add it to your 604, so that you have a Chodesh Tishrei 910. But it's mavur in the Bnei Yisoscha that we spoke out that really Chodesh Mar Cheshvin one day is going to be a very different story. One day Chodesh Mar Cheshvin is going to be the Chodesh of the Gula Asida. I was just thinking this week was Rachel Imenu's Yartzeit. Rachel Imenu's Yartzeit is in Chodesh Mar Cheshvin. What's Rachel Imenu's legacy? Her legacy is Kol Berama Nishma. Rachel Mevakal Baneha. And what did the Eibush to tell Rachel? That Rachel, have no fear. Metz Hashem, your tefillahs are going to be answered. The tefillahs of Rachel Imenu are going to be answered. And they're going to be answered in Chodesh Mar Cheshvin. It's Taka the Chodesh. The whole Ptira of Rachel was associated with Churp, was associated with Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Rachel Imenu passes away literally on the side of the road. It's like this. Yaakov should bury her on the side of the road. Why? Like Rashi says in Parashas Vayichi. So like this, the Yidden, when they're leaving Eretz Yisrael, they're on the way to Bavel, they'll be able to daven there. And Rachel's kfura is where it is. The ptira of Rachel is all a hechatimtza. It's a stepping stone. It's a way for us to get to Binyan Bayis Shlishi. And the truth is that Rachel's ptira, which falls out in the hiddle, literally in the heart of Mar Cheshvin, of this bitter month. But at the end of the day, it's through Rachel, and really through her children, that Klal Yisrael was zoicha to Beis HaMikdash, Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, and ultimately Bayis Shlishi, which is going to be literally in Chodesh Mar Cheshvin, Chodesh of Bull. But either way, that's just a little bit of a better understanding of Chodesh Mar Cheshvan.